Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Robots. We humans love them. We fear them. Maybe some of us even fantasize about them.
My name is Mr. Rouge. I'm a freelance illustrator. This is SundayBot. It's a robot delivering an ice cream sundae to a lady, and I wanted to put some of my other interests in the picture, so there's a French bulldog and a pug and a Boston Terrier.
That is Mr. Rouge, who imagined the magical SundayBot. He's one of 70 artists from around Boston who designed bizarre and beautiful robots for a new show opening today in the South End. Who better to send out and take a look than our resident geek, WBUR's Andrew Phelps.
I'm at Space 242 on Berkeley Street in a room of robots and paintings of robots and their geeky creators, like Skunk.
I'm Skunk.
I've never met a man named Skunk before.
Skunk deals in junk. He shows me his trio of adorable three-foot machines.
How did you find you're in a robot?
I found him in the trash.
Really? So that's what we're looking at now.
Yeah. Most of the stuff that this stuff is made out of is out of the recycle bin.
Used bicycle parts, in fact. All kinds of rusty old gears and sprockets.
I try to look at myself as a modern-day prospector living off the land. You know, in my urban environment, there's tons of steel being chucked and oscillating fan parts and just all kinds of really charismatic and sexy, oily bits.
Boot me up, baby.
There's happy ones, there's sad ones, there's funky ones, there's childlike ones, there's dirty ones.
Amy Bennett is curator of this show.
They're people-esque, but not.
She called on artists throughout Boston to reveal their inner robots, and she was inundated with submissions. Artist Derek Koss doesn't build robots. He paints them in people-esque settings with people-esque needs.
I try to look at some concerns that we as humans are already concerned with. Healthcare and insurance, workers' unions, things of that sort.
Do you think robots are more or less likely to pass healthcare than the American government?
Yeah. Who's to know on that one?
Derek tells me the same thing I hear from a lot of the artists here. It's fun to play God.
I think there's something neat about things that can be human-like that aren't human at all. And we can put any kind of human aspect onto these robots, and they're still robots.
Like when I look at these pictures, they kind of make me think of powers or abilities that we might wish we had.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah.
I mean, I would love to scale a skyscraper.
That would be awesome.
With suction cup feet.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's the perennial trap for us dumb humans. The robots we create wind up surpassing us. And most of the creations in this show are way cooler than their creators. And that's why I want to be a robot.
For WBUR, I'm Andrew Phelps.
Everybody needs a robot. Something I have always said. Everybody needs a friend who's got a shiny metal head. Everybody needs a robot. Even if you found someone. And now and then you need a friend with hormones made from Mobile One. Tell you you're the best. that you can see if there's a robot watching you at night.